FPV drones are defining the battlefield.
At the end of January 2024, a Russian company from 33rd Motor Rifle Regiment 1 set off to attack in the area of Novomikhailovka, southwest of Donetsk city. The company comprised three T-72s leading 1 BMP-1 and 7 Mount LB's. Catastrophic attrition means the Russian army now uses the Mount LB utility tracked vehicle as an APC. After leaving a hard-topped rug, the subunit fanned out to attack from the line of march across open fields. It didn't get too far. The company was not stopped by mines or other engineering obstacles. Nor was it stopped by artillery or rocket fire. There were no anti-tank engagements and no Ukrainian tanks deployed to counterattack. In fact, none of the elements of a defensive battle studied by a British Army cadet at Sandhurst or student at the Defence College at Shrivenham were present. The company was stopped by $500 FPV drones loaded with explosive charges. All but one vehicle were damaged or destroyed, and the survivors fled on foot. "The price of such inability to learn is the death of people," lamented the prominent Russian military blogger Rybar. "The loss out of the blue of a heap of equipment for which industry works in three shifts, as well as landscapes of burning columns." This article is about the developing story of the most important component of the battlefield, the first-person view, FPV, drone. Intensity of attacks. In 2022, only a handful of FPV drone attacks were recorded. The Ukrainian army was the first to appreciate the potential of FPV drones, as opposed to the Mavic-style drones that were becoming ubiquitous. By the summer of 2023, the Russian army began to use FPV drones in greater numbers. Since that period, attacks have grown exponentially on both sides. In total, there have been 3,917 Russian attacks, with video evidence, as at the 8th of February. About half hit. Roughly 12% result in destruction of the target, 479 targets, and 15% in damage, 594 targets. Around 20% miss or are inconclusive. Ukrainian use is ahead, but the Russian army is catching up. Setting aside the attrition, tactical drones of all types, with artillery, have become the biggest battlefield killers. Their presence has radically altered the close battle. Both sides are now locked in a stalemate where any movement is quickly detected and threats neutralized by drones. What is being targeted? Analysis of what is being attacked shows clear differences in the targeting strategies of Ukrainian and Russian drone pilots. The Ukrainians mainly attack high-value target platforms, such as tanks, SP guns, EW systems, air defense systems, and logistics stores. The Russians overwhelmingly use FPV drones to support attacks on Ukrainian positions, the trench lines, and strong points. Both sides have actually been attacking trenches regularly, with important implications for the design of trenches. Building overhead cover is no longer sufficient. A trench must be at least L-shaped because skillful drone pilots are flying the drones into the trenches. Where are the attacks taking place? With geolocation, open source monitoring of drone attacks offers insights into where the fighting occurs, much as NASA FIRMS data unintentionally but usefully records heavy artillery or rocket fire as heat anomalies. Toknai Info January 2024 heat maps shown below reveal how the most active areas for drone attacks were the Khrinky Bridgehead in the west and the Avdivka-Marinka sectors in the east. At the former, Ukrainian defenders on the Dnipro right bank, at a higher elevation than the left bank, are using drones and artillery to keep a much larger Russian force at bay at the 36th Separate Marine Brigade Bridgehead. Innovation and democratization. Over 200 firms are involved in drone production in Ukraine. More than 60 drone types have been developed and fielded, which is, in some respects, an unhelpful menagerie of drones. Commercial training providers have sprung up, and drone shop companies have been raised. Crowdfunding initiatives, such as Wild Hornets, have proved successful. Ukrainian citizens are being encouraged to build kitchen drones. At the other end of the scale, drones are becoming more advanced with better anti-jamming capabilities and sensors. It's about drones and EW. The war has shown that tactical drones are only half the capability. The other is electronic warfare, EW. The British Army is currently standing up a cyber and electromagnetic activities, CMA, Group 2-3 EW procurement programs have been announced. Three, the author has had industry involvement in two. The programs view EW through a traditional threat framework. None address the emergence of the tactical drone. Current EW and drone training do not reflect the modern battlefield. I. The war in Ukraine. A future British Army EW detachment must co-locate with the future FPV drone detachments. The two capabilities work together, assessing the electromagnetic landscape, creating corridors for deploying friendly drones, and blocking areas to deny enemy drone threats. It is a skilled cat-and-mouse game. It should be a sobering thought that no extant British Army doctrine or other pamphlet describes this reality. Steps to start to address the shortfalls have not yet been taken. The Defence Equipment Plan 2023 to 2033. At the end of November 2022, the UK MOD published a 65-page glossy Defence Equipment Plan 2023 to 2033. The plan attracted commentary, as well as a report from the National Audit Office that concluded the plan was unaffordable, with forecast costs exceeding its current budget by £16.9 billion. In the Army section, the statement was made, Army Command plan to spend £40.6 billion in the equipment plan over the next 10 years. General areas of spend were listed. If the reader were to inquire of the plan, what funding is there for what General Zelazny recently described for as perhaps the number one priority cheap, modern and highly effective unmanned vehicles, he or she would be unable to glean an answer. At the time of drafting, as far as can be determined, the UK MOD has no stated plans or funding to procure and field the most important component on the battlefield, FPV drones. Also by the author on the same subject. Apps, Weatherroom Con the 15th of December 2023 Creating a British Army of Drones. Apps, Weatherroom Con the 13th of October 2023 Countering Tactical Kamikaze, Drones Ideas Urgently Needed. Apps, Weatherroom Con the 2nd of August 2023 Drones in the Close Battle. Recommended. The Economist, How Cheap Drones Are Transforming Warfare in Ukraine. First-person view drones have achieved near-mythical status on the front lines, the 6th of February 2024. For the Russian View, Army Standard Magazine, SVO, and the Revolution in Military Affairs, New Weapons Change the Nature of Combat and Force Tactics textbooks to be rewritten, 5.